the CFL Cowboys won the Western Final and they're going to the Grey Cup next week.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
Hey, this is former WWE superstar Shawn Michaels.
This is the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online pro wrestling sports entertainment, Wrestle Talk Radio.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
Bringing to you everything in the world of professional wrestling.
Bring the Japanese jewel to show.
With your host, Tim Stein.
He's a sweet old man.
Heartbreak Mike.
This guy's a serious asshole.
The Omega.
He's a cyborg, you idiot.
And the producer, Sir Rocket.
He recorded every word you said.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network and on the free TuneIn app on your mobile device.
I don't have time for this bullshit.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho, the Ayatollah of rock and roll.
This is third generation female superstar Natty Neidhart.
I'm Austin Aries, and you are listening to Wild Talk Radio.
Don't stop listening, or I will find you.
WTR Sunday Night.
Thank you for your cooperation. Good night.
Holy shit, those Eagles. And welcome to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. As Rock now defiantly turns up the music on me.
When you play with turkeys.
Sorry, we just got done with WWE Survivor Series and I needed the laugh.
Me too, thank you. Appreciate it.
Oh, God, we experienced something tonight. I'm not sure what.
Raw versus SmackDown.
But now we have to talk about it. Yeah. This is going to be an interesting night, so we better get on with it. I am the Omega, the be-all, end-all of the network. Joining me tonight, Heartbreak Mike.
What's up, everybody? Heartbreak Mike here tonight. Holy crap. Oh, man. The Philadelphia Eagles were blown out by the New Orleans Saints tonight.
All right. See, I tried to help out. I tried to, like, do the music really loud.
But seriously, guys, it's WWE Survivor Series. Holy crap. Raw 5, SmackDown 1. But, you
six,
know, they don't...
Nothing.
Nope, they don't include the pre-show. But, you know, we're just going to talk about it.
Then it would be 6-1 if they included the pre-show.
Shut up!
Your math was wrong.
As the Eagles go ahead and do 40...
I can do this all night.
Yeah, just in case you listeners haven't figured it out yet, the producer's a Philadelphia Eagles fan.
I can do that all night, so
keep it going. All night long.
And it can get worse. Just saying. I think you need an intro, Tim, now.
And I'm drinking, but also we have here the one and only Tim Stein.
My shtick.
That's his shtick.
Sorry, back to you.
Yeah, Tim's here.
Hi, guys.
I'm gonna go over here now.
What the crap did we watch?
Actually, don't worry about it. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to a Survivor Series edition of WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio right here live on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Listen, enjoy the show this week. even though you probably didn't really enjoy Survivor Series that much. We'll get to it in just a second. But I'm telling you right now, no show next Sunday because my Calgary Stampeders of the Canadian Football League won the West Division final tonight. Next week, it's the Canadian version of the Super Bowl. That's right, the Great Canadian Drunk, the Grey Cup, and my team will be playing, so I will be watching the game.
All right.
Because if I don't watch the game, they won't win. Could be worse. They could play like the Eagles.
Hiya, Bobby.
Hi, Cam.
You want to go for a ride?
Sure, Cam.
Jump in.
I'm a Bobby girl in the Bobby world. Black and plastic.
Oh,
it's fantastic. You can brush my...
No, Barbie exploded tonight, but we're going to get to that a little later. What the crap did we watch tonight?
I'm not sure.
Okay, let's start off with tonight. This whole entire week of curveballs.
It's like Becky goes down and the entire landscape changes.
A lot. And we're just like, wow.
Well, yeah, now, hey, give credit where credit is due. There was some really good shit happening tonight.
Well, yeah, I mean, I know that we're probably going to talk about it. I mean, I take it we all watched the pre-show.
No, Mike, you didn't watch the pre-show.
Shut up.
Yeah, Mike, I didn't watch pre-show because I was working, and then I had to watch the end of the football game.
It's cool. I didn't watch it either. However, it was the tag team, 10 versus 10. Traditional Survivor Series elimination. It was Team Raw. Ascension B Team. Wow. The Luchadors. But
Lucha House Party.
Yeah, I know.
They had a pinata.
Four and a half.
They had a Fortnite pinata.
It wasn't a Fortnite pinata. It was just a pinata because stereotypes.
Was it really a pre-show though?
No, it wasn't. The Revival, Bobby Roode.
Fuck the Revival. Fuck the Revival.
No, let's talk about the Revival. They reminded everyone tonight that they know actually how to wrestle as a tag team. They actually remembered what tag team wrestling was all about. Them, the Usos, Gable and Roode, and the New Day. They showed how tag team wrestling is supposed to be. Don't mind the other six teams who don't mean anything to anyone. Those four teams mattered. They actually delivered a hell of a match once you got rid of the junk.
Well, yeah.
I'm sure the colognes matter to someone, Rock.
Stop it.
No, they don't.
Maybe Carlos.
Well, Carlos sold all his stuff to WWE, so does he really matter?
That depends on when the last time was he really relevant.
Anyone have an apple? Anyway.
Ooh, Granny Smith.
They remembered how they showed the Revival how to wrestle again.
Mm-hmm. But sadly, you know, and then everything happened, and then Team SmackDown defeated Raw. Via the Usos. Wow. Thoughts? Anything?
Don't have any.
Okay.
I like how Mike's trying to talk about matches and say, cool, it's good.
It's good. Do we, okay, no. Omega, anything?
I mean, SmackDown got the win, so obviously they've got momentum going to the pay-per-view, right?
Have you heard
the phrase foreshadowing?
I have questions. What is the Revival's catchphrase?
No flips, just fists.
Apparently they did some dives and stuff.
We're not gonna.
One of us watched it. So.
Yeah, one of you guys watched it.
I mean, let's talk about it. There was 48 to something, so I had to watch something.
Oh shit.
So I watched this.
Okay. All right.
Trying to remember what the Eagles fight song is again. We give up.
So I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
What's a positivity spank?
What?
Something Vince McMahon created in a span of 10 seconds.
No, something that the Me Too movement was created to fight against, I think.
Stop.
Ooh.
I think I saw something like that in a lesbian porno once.
Yep, it was HLA, Monday Night Raw 2004.
Thank you, Eric Bischoff.
Yep.
Pervert.
Because that's what Big E does.
That's why Big E will never get another title shot.
So, during the pre-show, mm-hmm. Natty and Ruby Riott got into it over glasses again, and they got kicked off their team. It's always good. Always good.
Yeah, it's always something.
Mandy Rose got added onto her team, and then we took to the main show. Team Raw versus Team SmackDown of the Women. Mickie James, Nia Jax, Tamina, Sasha Banks, and Bayley taking on Carmella, Naomi, Sonya Deville, Asuka, and Mandy Rose.
Let's start off by first saying, wow, just the start of the show.
Talk fast, though.
Was a curveball. I'm sorry.
How was that curveball?
The the first, I mean, the pre-show was like, oh, you're out. Yeah, you're in. Wait, what?
Been like that the entire time. Like, I mean, they don't
exactly,
know what they're
just
doing.
The paper, well, this week alone. Yeah. So, also, it was literally everything was thrown out.
Also. Let's go. We them rebels everybody wanna talk
about. We stay up all night and cause a riot, scream and shout. Oh my god.
So you know, drinking, so it's
every show needs a dance break.
No.
No. That was apparently ours.
So anyway, nuclear heat on Nia Jax?
Oh my god.
Nuclear
ain't even the word. Just one sudden movement. Boo!
More hated than the Celtics in that city.
Hey.
Wait.
Yes, sports ball reference two. From Omega.
Two in the show. Two.
Wait, you're just like on fire, Omega. Have you been studying sports for dummies?
Well, I would have made only that one, except I couldn't really avoid the other one that's all over Twitter right now.
Okay.
Music ready. So.
Yeah, turns out when you break the most popular thing in WWE today, you get a little bit of X-Pac heat.
There are some people that don't like you now.
I can see it in the back. Hey,
yeah, wait a second. I just want to clarify things. Matt, no. Omega is not going to start listening to sports talk shows.
Never.
No.
What? 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 I have old Sounders. We can go across the field.
Nope.
Shut up.
He will like Roman Reigns before he likes... never mind.
TJ's tirade.
Stop it.
No.
No. Oh, TK's tirade, or are you, like, playing on that?
You know exactly what I was playing
I
on.
I know. Fuck.
No, the last competitive event I watched was an old episode of BattleBots.
Was that the one hosted by Chris Jericho?
No.
Oh.
No, those were fake little puppets that didn't actually fight. They just made it look like it.
So, Naomi learned, here's a bar of how long you could be in a match, and then later on, Samoa Joe tried to surpass it for shortness. Tamina got rid of Naomi early.
Team captain.
Team captain gone.
Carmella eliminates Tamina, because...
Logic.
Mandy Rose eliminated Mickey James after Sonya did all the work.
Yeah.
Bayley eliminated Carmella. Sasha eliminated Mandy. Bayley and Sonya protected themselves by getting counted out because neither one could take a pin, I guess. Whatever. And that's where Omega had a sad. Why did you have a sad, Omega?
I wanted just a little bit of Asuka versus Bayley again.
We all kind of... Okay. There were a lot of possibilities. So, well... The one, I did too. I wanted to see Bayley versus Asuka go at it a few more times.
I wanted that moment that she keeps having with Ember, where the two stare off at each other and everyone just starts chanting NXT. It's like, remember them in NXT.
But see, the sad part is, I don't think anyone's remembering the Bayley Asuka except us.
Well, we would have found out if they put them in the ring at the same time.
Well, yeah, WWE logic.
So
there is no such thing.
So boiled down to Asuka, Sasha, and Nia.
Boo.
Anytime Nia did a move, she got booed. Anytime, okay, Mandy Rose got offense in on Nia Jax, she got the loudest pop she's ever gotten.
Yeah.
Like she did the running knee.
Yeah!
Fans went ape shit for her.
Because now, as of right now, Nia Jax is the Meg Griffin of WWE right now.
Shut up, Meg.
Public enemy number one.
Yeah.
So Sasha Banks gets eliminated via Asuka after Nia shoved Sasha off the top rope to get all the glory, all the credit, giving someone else more points that he didn't need. Nia Jax is your winner.
Okay, who got points?
Someone. We'll get to that.
We're going to get to that.
Somebody got points.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't me. God damn it.
Sure, it wasn't you. So Nia Jax, the heat magnet now, is in the number one contender spot. Going after the Women's Championship on Monday Night Raw.
Considering the fact that she's going with the whole... the whole heel heat. I love it.
And the only reason they're going with it is because they already booked the match beforehand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This was the plan. Boost up Nia so she looks strong going up against Ronda.
Yep. Facebreaker that she's now calling herself.
So, yeah.
Not a badge of honor.
Not at all.
So, someone told Shinsuke Nakamura, you need a blue outfit. He wore a blue outfit to face Seth Rollins, who can't decide if he's black or red. So, that's a thing.
Ironically enough, Calgary Stampeder's opponent next Sunday night is called the Ottawa Red Blacks. Go figure. They might be Seth Rollins fans.
Doubtful.
Yeah, I did that.
So, this was a good match. Very slow early, but I would say a great 5 to 7 final minutes, Omega. He's trying to process all that.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Kick after kick. Signature after signature. Finish. False finish after false finish. Slip and fall after slip and fall. Kinshasa to the back. False finish. Goes for it again. Slips him under his feet. And curve stomp. 1, 2, 3.
Tim wondered something during this matchup. What was it, Tim?
I can't remember.
Why, oh why, was this more enjoyable than the series for the WWE
Championship? Oh, yeah, now I remember. Was it just me, or was this a more entertaining match than the entire AJ Nakamura?
Well, they weren't constantly trying to kick each other in the dick.
Yeah.
I told Tim, this match actually had a reason for a finish. Those three matches didn't, which is why we enjoyed this one so much more.
Yeah.
I was thinking maybe they should seriously consider transferring Nakamura to Raw.
No, that would be the death of him.
We're already close to that anyway.
Stay on SmackDown while you're on life support.
Well, show up once in a while on SmackDown. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
I mean, he's
holding a belt.
Yeah, I know. And he's sort of, like, they were trying to book him in a program with Ty Dillinger, and Ty Dillinger got hurt. Think about that. They were booking Shinsuke and Ty Dillinger in a small program.
Let that sink in.
Let that all just sink in for you, everyone.
Remember when he was popular?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and then he started kicking people in the balls, and then...
I was talking about Ty, but yeah.
He didn't learn how to kick people in the balls. He just knew how to count to 10.
That was a thing.
That was a thing at one point. Now he's playing video games on the internet.
Yeah.
Follow, subscribe, twitch.tv/WTLF.
Cheap.
Next up, speaking of cheap. Next up, the
Hold on. Anything else you want to add to this matchup, Tim? Did Omega figure out his words?
Not especially. I'll be honest. We had things going on here, so I did not catch as much of this match as I wanted
to. Okay. Just want to make sure everyone gets their voice out there. Then you had AOP and the bar.
I really wish it was last night again.
Yeah.
It just, at one point in time during this match, I can't believe that what's-his-name on commentary actually said it out loud. Better to be pissed off than pissed on. He actually said that over the air.
Oh, my God.
And then he... Anyway, AOP won. Raw continues to dominate. No surprise.
Smash finished with someone pissing their pants.
Which was actually, sadly, more entertaining than the match itself.
Was it, though?
Let that...
Was it entertaining watching the camera zoom in on Drake Maverick's rockstar spud?
Big Show laughing.
He's supposed to be the heel.
Exactly.
I know. I made somebody piss his pants. I'd laugh, too.
Here's a fun fact. Till about 2 weeks ago, Big Show didn't know who Drake Maverick was. He thought he was a random writer backstage.
Yep.
With a name like Drake Maverick, you thought he was a writer?
He didn't even know the name. He just was wondering why this dude was tweeting him all the time. Fun fact of the day.
Oh, I'm sorry. The other in the another entertaining thing that happened in the match. Someone entered Survivor Series and got eliminated.
No, for... Cruiserweight Championship's on the line. Murphy just, and Mustafa Ali.
Somebody got kicked out for vaping. Who the fuck cares?
Don't give the man attention. Moving on. Cruiserweight Championship, Buddy Murphy, Mustafa Ali.
Liked it. Really good.
They need to stop these two. No.
They're gonna hurt themselves by the stupid floor bumps. You can do all the crazy shit you want in the ring. Don't do it on the floor.
I mean, the ring's a little more padded.
Outside of like a specialty show like Super Showdown, like this is the one. How long has it been since we had Cruiserweight Championships on a pay-per-view?
It's been a while.
I'm sorry. Like, they've got something to prove here, and do it by God, they're trying to outdo the rest of the card. And
do it in the ring, though.
You know, I read a lot of really, really dumb shit on Twitter tonight during the pay-per-view. One of them was, what the hell is this match on Survivor Series? They're both on the same brand. And I'm like, idiot, you got to have at least one title defended on a pay-per-view.
Yep, top championship on the line tonight.
The other thing that I read that was like, okay, this one just takes the Twitter cake for dumbest tweet of the night. Oh, you know that the Nia breaking the man's face was planned by WWE so they wouldn't lose any momentum with Becky, and then they could put Charlotte in that match.
Yeah, what? Yeah, that was.
Yeah,
kidding. Somebody literally fucking tweeted that tonight on Twitter. Yeah,
breaking the bones in her face was all part of the plan.
Exactly.
Concussing their biggest meal ticket was part of the plan.
Great job on the makeup team for doing her eye, jackasses.
I don't know how you got the blood packets to work so fast and hide them so well.
I'm actually looking for the tweet so you guys can read that.
I don't want to read it. I like my IQ where it is.
So, despite the dangerous floor bumps, which they do every week on 205 Live, it's not just a specialty thing.
It's them.
It's what they do. They're going to hurt themselves one day. Do it in the ring. You don't need a Spanish fly off the announce table every week.
It's Mustafa's thing, though.
When he's in a wheelchair in 5 years, I don't want to hear about it.
I mean, gotta do what you gotta do.
Okay, seriously, guys, I'm gonna send this to you in Skype. This is the actual tweet that I replied to.
So,
not clicking.
So, Buddy Murphy retained his championship. Good match. Not taking anything away from it.
Right.
I just want them to be safe.
Kill themselves.
That's all I want. Don't do stupid shit on the outside. Anything else we want to add to this one?
Oh, my God.
Okay, moving on. Survivor Series elimination match with the men. Team Raw featuring Ziggler, McIntyre, Strowman, Balor, and Lashley taking on Team SmackDown. Miz, Shane McMahon, Mysterio, Jeff Hardy, and Samoa Joe.
Okay, wow. All I'm going to say right now is thank you very much for this very entertaining match. It was fun. Mm-hmm. When can we have more of this stuff that was alluded to in the match? Thank you.
When Joe gets off the injury list.
What the hell are they doing getting rid of Joe that fast?
He was still injured.
How? He wrestled AJ at Crown Jewel. He's fine. He's working.
I don't mean diddly squat, but...
He's working. He's fine.
I'm looking for it, because I read somewhere where Joe did take an injury.
Yeah.
We believe he's been working.
I think he's probably going against doctor's orders, but now it's getting to that point of...
You don't go against doctor's orders. They clearly look at the women's roster. You can't go against the doctor's orders. They wanted him out early. Like, think about, okay, let's think about this. Who was missing from the show? Becky Lynch. How long did she last year in her match at Survivor Series? Anyone know?
Mm-mm.
The same amount of time Samoa Joe did tonight.
She was in and out in like a minute and a half.
Yep. I don't think injury plays a part in it. I think that's what they wanted to do, get him out of there, because...
I mean, to be fair, last year Becky wasn't what she is right now.
Yeah.
Like,
and
she wasn't on the show, and she was still the most over person tonight.
But you had to get him out so the best in the world could shine. Being Rey Mysterio, he was awesome in this matchup.
Oh, yeah.
Rey was awesome. Well, we had Vintage Shane...
Yeah, we did. Wasn't Shane McMahon until he jumped off of something.
Miz was trying to get him killed tonight.
Yeah.
I love that they're keeping up with, they're the best in the world together. So it's like, Miz is 2/3, Shane's 1/3. He's like, come on, Shane, do it. Do your stuff. Do the coast to coast.
Miz and Miz down. Oh, God.
He did it. He got the one off, and then he goes for the other one, and then gets swatted by Braun Strowman.
Poor Shane.
So McIntyre got rid of Joe early. Ray eliminated Finn. Shane eliminates Dolph. And then Braun eliminates everyone else. That's what happened.
Poor Baron Corbin.
And at this point, we all did math going, well, there's no way to keep the tie score now.
Nope.
So, okay, we actually honestly speculated, well, maybe they got a surprise match coming up tonight.
Like, that, because think about it. Okay, you give the first two to them, and it's like, okay, now you'll even up the numbers, and you can actually do something cool. Give us a surprise main event for a Raw guy versus SmackDown guy to settle it all, tiebreaker. That would have been cool.
That would have been good booking if they had decided to do the tie and then a tiebreaker.
But no, now Raw's up for nothing because they don't count the pre-show because it's the pre-show, clearly. But this was a fun match. Like, it was enjoyable. Everyone did what exactly you wanted out of them except for Joe, because Joe.
Because you got to take the bullet, Joe, because we want these other guys. We got storylines, and, well, you know, we don't have anything for you right now.
Nothing.
But, yeah, we'll see where it goes. Apparently, this means Braun gets title shot. Braun gets Corbin probably tomorrow. And
the one thing that I came up with after everybody was eliminated on SmackDown except for Shane, watch the swerve being Bobby Lashley secretly signs to go to SmackDown, and he removes his shirt halfway through Shane getting beat down.
No, the better angle would have been Shane McMahon beating everyone and winning.
That wouldn't have been the better angle. That would have really made it bad tonight.
No, that would have made it
really bad.
That would have made it super awesome.
I mean, I want to know if they actually remember the SmackDown where Shane said the last guy eliminated on our team. You know, if our team loses, then the last guy who gets eliminated is fired. Well,
bye, Shane.
Later.
Hold to it.
Did he actually say that?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, probably. Well, he's the exception to the rule, because clearly tonight he was the exception to the rule. Everyone had to wear a red or blue shirt.
Except Shane. Maybe he was wearing blue underwear. You don't know.
He was wearing white. He was neutral.
This is just a blue trim.
Yes, but everyone had to wear the SmackDown shirt. He didn't.
I mean, Seth didn't.
But he was wearing Raw's
half of it.
He wore half of it. That's his thing. He still was wearing part of it. Ronda wore part of it. At least Shane wasn't wearing any of the shirt. Sad. Anything else we need to add to this matchup?
I do not believe so.
All right, let's talk about match of the night. Charlotte Flair, Ronda Rousey.
Oh, my God. Give me more.
For last-minute adjustments? Holy crap.
Well,
that was amazing.
We know they wanted to do this match. They wanted to do it for WrestleMania, and they had to book it ahead of time because of fuck Nia.
Yeah, that's exactly what Rock and I were saying. This was actually a WrestleMania level match.
It really was. Imagine it with 60,000 people screaming and cheering. How insane the reactions would have been for all the shit they did.
Oh, it's gonna happen again.
Oh, will.
And not an entire crowd bitter over Becky still?
Never said WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Because they're going to a baseball stadium and at the Royal Rumble. They could do this at the end of the Royal Rumble in front of 60,000 people. It'd be cool. Because they can actually get away with it there.
Always.
This matchup overall was a fight. It wasn't a wrestling match. It was a fight. That went
MOTN.
Back. It went back and forth. Back and forth. No one was dominant for long stretches. And that's what made it really good. Like, they came out there. They had a plan. They worked on some stuff. You can tell they did. And they didn't hold anything back.
Yeah, I was about to say, in addition to all of that, you could tell that Charlotte was actually going out a little bit higher percentage-wise because, well, let's face it, Ronda having been in USC, she can take a punch.
Yeah, like we saw the results after the match. They clearly did not hold back.
No, they did not.
Ronda was bleeding out of the mouth. She was bleeding out of the scalp where she had her her little cornrows happening.
She had deep line bruises where the kendo stick hit. She had scratches all over.
So purple that they were almost black.
She's a tough son of a bitch.
No, she's a tough bitch. She ain't nobody's son.
Point being, she's tough.
she's tough as nails. And yeah, that allowed Charlotte to actually turn it up a notch or three. That was an absolutely incredibly good spear.
Oh, yeah. And what made this matchup really good is the pace.
It was a really good pace.
Because you finally had someone who can keep up speed-wise with Ronda. Because Ronda's quick.
She's fast. She's super fast.
Like, for all of the opposite of what happened with Nikki, where Nikki is not as fast as Charlotte is, Charlotte keeps up with Ronda. And it's really good.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got the finish.
Goddamn.
The words out of Michael Cole's mouth were, she ruined a 5-star match.
Did she?
Well, yes and no, Mike.
The fact he used 5 stars was a clear sign of taking a shot at the internet.
No, I knew that. Here was my, okay. For finally give Charlotte that opportunity to be like, okay, you know what? Beat her with a kendo stick. And the way she beat the snot out of her? Wow.
I mean, they did the chair crush spot after she was bleeding from the mouth earlier.
Okay, can we...
Oh, yeah, and that the chair crush spot, really, really, you couldn't execute that more perfectly.
Yeah, well, until somebody fucked up the selling. And so...
She didn't fuck up the selling, shut up.
No, she didn't. You watch it closely, she didn't.
But... It was just to see her snap and to see her just hit crazy Charlotte. I was like, oh.
So, to fill people in if you didn't see it, Charlotte grabbed the Singapore cane, whacked her with it, causing disqualification, beat her down, repeated with the cane, got a chair, beat her down with the chair, hit natural selection on the chair.
On the chair.
Then it destroyed officials, and then did the neck break spot with the steel chair. As the fans chanted, Thank you, Charlotte. So this begs the question, Charlotte Flair heel now too?
It begs the question, why the fuck were they thanking her?
I guess because they were offended, they were tired of, you know, goody two shoe Charlotte and all that jazz.
Or is Ronda Rousey going heel to join her other ladies?
I mean, that's already a setup.
That's not a heel setup.
No.
It's a case of Charlotte snap because, you know, and they were alluding to it. You know, they're saying, oh, Charlotte knew that she couldn't beat Ronda in a fair fight, so it got to her and she snapped, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, no, here's the thing. 5 minutes into this match tonight, I said to Rock, you know, 5 minutes in, I can't wait for the rematch. It's going to happen. What did you tell me, Rock?
What did I say?
Or...
I forget what I said. What did I say?
Horsewoman versus horsewoman.
Oh, yeah, horse, yeah.
And this is the setup for that.
It could.
And I can see that. You know, that could be happening too.
Because they have now till whenever. Technically, this is a saving grace. Sad to say this, but...
They could win it January, guys.
What I was going to say is, and even, let me take a drink, because I feel like I'm going to regret saying this.
Oh, yeah, taking a drink's going to make it better. You're still going to regret it.
I am. Take one. Nia Jax did a good thing.
Internet troll boy right there. Clickbait. Clickbait for every news headline. Nia did great. Did the right thing. Putting Becky in the main event. Clickbait. Like, that's... People, if you really think that they changed their plans for WrestleMania based off the injury and she's guaranteed a spot, stop clickbaiting. That's not a thing. They don't know what WrestleMania is yet.
No. When I say Nia did a good thing, we actually see the chemistry between Charlotte and Ronda.
I mean, that's not thanks to Nia. We were going to get that match anyway.
Well, we got it earlier than anything, but...
And... Before you continue, Charlotte doing a beatdown on Ronda was a proposed finish of the match, even if Becky wasn't out.
Yeah, even... Oh, Jesus Christ. Either way.
It felt like the kind of ending they would have gone with Becky.
Just have to clear something up from Matt in the chat room. There is no command wrong mic for this chat, Matt.
Trying.
But now the question remains, who would have done it better, Becky or Charlotte?
We saw how good Becky did it on Monday, so.
But we just saw how she could do it against Ronda.
What I meant was it's the same finish where Charlotte was going to come down, interfere, and do that beatdown.
Oh, well.
Charlotte comes down halfway through the match with the kendo sticks.
And does the beatdown like this. That was a planned finish.
Oh, well, hey.
Not Becky, it was Charlotte doing the beatdown to set up the future.
Well, good job, Charlotte. Good job. Give it an A-. Match is good.
Elamance goes, my only thing is Rousey looked visibly upset that the people were booing her and everything. She's going to have to get used to that, especially if she faces Becky. That's called reacting to the crowd.
She wasn't upset that, because she was upset. She was upset because she has learned how to play her character.
She's very good at this.
Yeah.
And that's the point is, you could see she was visibly upset, quote unquote. Mm-hmm.
Which could lead to the wrestler's reaction to the crowd's reaction.
Which, again, could end up eventually turning her, because you can base it off of this. Not saying this was the heel turn, but you can use this if you ever want it to.
It was the first time that a crowd has ever turned against Ronda Rousey.
In WWE.
Not in UFC, yeah.
Gotta make that clear, in WWE. Because, things.
Mm-hmm. And it wasn't so much that the crowd turned against her. They didn't.
Well, it's a crowd that bought their tickets and expected Becky, and they got Charlotte versus Ronda. So they're taking out a lot of bitterness.
Pent up aggression.
If they don't turn Ronda tomorrow and have her come out and bitch about the crowd's reaction, you're not going to hear the crowd turning on Ronda again for a while.
Well, it's going to probably be the same crowd, because it's the same city and the same building.
They're there until Wednesday, yeah.
Yeah. So, at least this matchup wasn't the same old shit. Like we got with Brock Lesnar, Daniel Bryan, that's what the crowd wanted, right? They were saying same old shit, right?
And that's the next match, is it?
That's the main event, Brock and Daniel.
Final match.
Yeah, and it started out the same old shit. Okay, it's going to be another fucking Brock Lesnar squash, and we'll be out of here at 20 after.
Okay, so the best thing that happened this week was Daniel Bryan being creative again. Heel is going to be the best version of Daniel Bryan we have seen in a long time.
Unlike the no heel Daniel Bryan that we got a few years ago. This is like... I'm snapping.
This is putting all the shtick aside.
He proposed going heel. So you know it's a creative, motivating thing for him.
Yep.
And that's the he can only do the yes points for so long. He came back, he gave the people what they wanted, he got the yes thing over again, and now he gets to be himself.
He's been in Vince's ear for several months now. Vince finally said, you know what? Let's do it. Vince decided last Tuesday afternoon.
The weekend before.
The final go ahead was last Tuesday afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for the title.
Before change. SmackDown.
For the title change, yeah.
Yep. And the heel turn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But Daniel Bryan, just him coming out the way he did, he's looking around, everyone's waiting for it, he's just, nope, none of it. Just walks to the ring. Or
smirking little prick.
Crawls to the ring. Like a bear. Because Brian, him smirking around in the ring and not getting in the ring, you could see how much fun he was having.
He's having a lot of fun now.
And I'm going to enjoy this version of Daniel Bryan, because I was having fun with him tonight.
I'm not sure how much fun he was having for the 10 minutes after that, but...
Yeah. Well, storyline-wise, probably not a lot.
Actually, I would assume he had a lot of fun, because he's been wanting this matchup for a long time, and he got it. He was supposed to fight him in 2014.
He got the matchup, but he only got to wrestle for half of it.
Eh.
That's fine. The half that he wrestled was absolutely
It was great.
Awesome.
Yeah, when he actually got to wrestle, yeah, it was fantastic.
Yep.
Once that low blow happened, it was like, oh, by the way, Brock is the best. He goes, good night, everyone. F5. 1-2, pulls Bryan up. It's great.
Good night, everybody.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's Brock is best. Brock, for how good Bryan was, Brock was really good, too.
Yeah.
He sold for Daniel.
Oh, that was a lot.
Yeah.
Incredible.
He respects Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, I genuinely thought he was going to tap just for a moment there.
I think we all looked.
Yeah, no, Omega, I'll tell you what I said to Rock after this match. Holy shit, and this is almost as exact a quote as I can remember. Holy shit, Brock actually had me thinking he might tap tonight. Every other situation where he's done some selling for an opponent, I've never thought that. But that look of panic when he was in the crossface tonight, that was awesome.
I love
it. Over the top, but it was great.
It was great, but I loved it. He put him up for the F5, and then he just dropped. He sold his knee perfectly. It was Boom.
Yep.
The Brock hobbles up, hits the F5, 1-2-3, wins the match. Raw wins the entire main show of the Survivor Series.
Clean sweep.
Clean sweep. But the main event was fun. The women's match was fun. Like, the two top matches were really fun. And a week ago when we previewed the show.
Yeah.
Nope. Not even on the radar.
Mm-mm.
So overall, Survivor Series, they're only calling it Survivor Series because people don't want them to retire the name of the pay-per-view. Several years ago, the original brand split, they had a pay-per-view, Raw versus SmackDown.
Bragging rights.
Yeah, and then they also had Survivor Series, and it was two separate things. You could, this wasn't Survivor Series, this was Raw versus SmackDown. Bragging rights.
And it's fine.
People are bitching and complaining that it was a clean sweep for Raw. Oh, they're always trying to get SmackDown over, and then they do this and bury them. Well, no, here's the thing. Lately, SmackDown has been mopping the floor with Raw in the ratings. Raw needs the boost for the first time in, ever.
It's actually not true, but SmackDown's ratings have been more consistent than Raw's, which have been going down, down, down. They haven't been beaten in the ratings yet.
Well, they actually did beat them a couple of times, but you get the idea. You understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's a boost up to Raw.
Yeah.
Because, Raw's still the flagship, so they need to make sure that ship is still afloat. If I'm an executive at Fox, I have questions tonight.
And they were in Los Angeles, and, Fox is right there. And
what have you done to our investment?
For those worried, there's an entire year before they move over. You have a chance to rebuild. Everything will be fine. Everything will be fine.
It'll eventually work out. Don't worry. Trust me. I'm a doctor.
Don't worry. I'm a doctor.
Doctor of thugonomics.
All right. So, Tim,
wasn't there.
Run down the pick 'em results.
People made picks, and some people got more right than others.
Good job, Tim. You're on
there
the ball.
There you go. Started at the bottom
the
of the list.
Forecast dark.
Just wait. Wait.
What?
Wait. Keep going. Read them off.
I'm going to say starting at the bottom of the list and moving up. In 15th place, random thing picker. Way to beat chat room. Of course, I'm one to talk. Random was 2 right, 4 wrong. Me, I was 3-3. All alone in 14th place. I got beat by Subway, 3-5.
How's that?
I don't know. He got 5 wrong. So I should be ahead of him.
You should be. Keyword.
So, even though I only picked 6 matches and he picked 8 matches.
How did Tim pick all? Okay, whatever.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
Omega and Mike, you guys conspired with each other last week. You tied 4-2 in 11th place. 10th place, all by himself, Alex Miller, 4-3. 9th place at 4-4 was Linz. Tied for 4th place, the Magic 8-Ball, Chris P., Michael, Rob, and U-Rock. You all got 5-3. And tied for 1st place, Jared Holmes, Jobber, and Tommy C. all came in at 6-2. And that's your pick 'em results.
All right, now we need to talk about it. We all need to have a conversation about some things that have happened. How did we let this happen? Like, seriously, guys, how did we let this man win so huge? Anyone? Anyone want to answer this question?
How did we let this man win so huge?
Yeah.
I thought we weren't going to talk about American politics.
So, Omega, I sent you. I sent you a message earlier. What did I send to you?
500.
That's the amount of points he had.
What?
Omega, who finished WTR Fantasy in first place with 500 points for the season.
What?
Such a nice round number.
What?
How did we let this happen?
We let him pick the wrestlers that got the most points overall?
No, Survivor Series, just like... Fucked us all.
No.
Oh, no.
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 Got news. You've been fucked.
So, Lindsay had 225 in last. Tim had 284.
At least I wasn't last.
The intern had 315. Mike had 325. I had 344, and Omega had 500 points.
Kill him.
Yeah, that's called Cedric won every match forever. That's called Becky wins. That's called Daniel Bryan wins.
Roman Reigns wins. He finally got his title.
Yeah, you should have lost points for him having to give it up.
Okay, good. Okay. Let's take let's take the 10 points away. He would have had 490.
That's better.
It wasn't going to matter.
I just don't think he should have broke 499, that's all.
I happen to like that it landed on such a nice number.
That's odd, but it's even.
It just means for the next season, we have to do better.
We have to shut him out. He's not allowed to retain anybody this time around.
Well, no. I got news for you. I won't be keeping Roman.
Chicken.
Mm-mm.
No, actually, wait. Yeah, no, you know what? It's the Omega rule. He has to keep Roman for the new season.
And this is when Roman Reigns shows up at WrestleMania, wins back the Universal title, and then we all go,
why did we do that?
Anyway, that's WTO Sunday night.
That's right, everybody. I hope you enjoyed our breakdown of Survivor Series. Once again, we are going on a one-week hiatus. The show will not be on next Sunday night. You can join me in cheering on my CFL Calgary Stampeders to the Grey Cup. Or don't. That's up to you. I don't care. But they're going to win, and that's all there is to it. Tomorrow night, however, immediately following Rod's The Raw Post Show.
Yeah, 11 p.m. Eastern, Raw Post Show.
Fortnite.
Thursdays and Friday, Thursdays and Saturdays, twitch.tv/WTRLive.
Shit on Tuesday.
No.
Shit on Wednesday.
Nah.
And then, of course, returning yet once again to the airwaves, the multi-time, multi-award winning Rack Radio Show with Lindsay Ward.
Yes, check out the Rack Thanksgiving Gobble Gobble Wobble Wobble special, which will be available on Thursday morning. You check out the Rack Extra Reviews NXT TakeOver War Games 2 featuring the intern and TJ Omega. We broadcasted live last night on our website. So check it out. It's available now at rackradioshow.com. It's Rack Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, The Rack Radio Show, and Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and TuneIn Radio.
Yeah. And, of course, Saturday night, the multi-time, no award-winning, wild, wacky, unusual Tony Stark's favorite show, CB Radio.
What was the worst movie of all time?
Attack of the Killer Tomatoes.
We debated it last night. Want to know what happened? Go check it out at CBRadioLive.com. This week we're doing all-time greatest wrestling tag team in the Greater Than Great Debate. GreaterThanGreatDebate.com. CBRadioLive.com as we head into year 11, a decade plus one, on December 1st.
Oh, wait a minute. All-time worst movie ever? Yeah, Justice League. Batman versus Superman.
None of those were on the list.
They should have been. Once again, on hiatus next week, everybody, thanks for tuning in. We will talk to you in 2 weeks. However, I'm going to be on Twitter a lot because it's what I do. Follow me at Flames Forums or get controversial, get political with me at Voicing Sanity. Of course, that's what I do. Omega does a shitload more.
Yep. If you want to follow the first ever two-time WTR Fantasy Champion, you can follow me pretty much anywhere under the name TJ Omega. Unless you want to follow me over on Facebook, go search for TJ Reviews. Everywhere else, TJ Omega you can find on Twitter. You can find TJ Omega on YouTube with over 1,000 videos worth of content. And for the videos that YouTube is not a fan of, the good ones, go over to TJOmega.net.
Buy stuff on eBay.
Yeah, there you go. Of course,
new computer needed.
It is. Yeah. It is linked on the top of his Twitter at TJ Omega.
Yeah, and Wild Talk Radio on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio, Russ Talk Radio on Twitter at WTR Sunday Night. Facebook, Facebook.com/group/Wild Talk Radio Network. Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Facebook.com/WTR Sunday Night. Don't forget all of those. And, of course, Mike likes to call himself an Oreo, and I blame myself.
And then, you know what? That's fine. And we'll keep that. You know, that's what I have on the Twitter, on my Twitter page, the WTR Oreo. Fuck the revival. Thanksgiving is this week, and so hopefully, don't quote, I may post stuff on Thanksgiving food. So,
weren't you supposed to post on Twitter last time?
I was supposed to, hence why I said, don't quote me.
Everyone quote him.
Dear God.
Tweet him.
But yes.
Quote Mike.
The WTR Oreo also this week on Facebook, Dragon Honor Wrestling. You can also look us up on YouTube because we got a couple of shows coming on this week. WWE 2K19 Simulation, all women's wrestling. So I hope you guys enjoy that.
There you go. Yeah, Mike. Yes. One of these days we're going to have to tell everybody why you call yourself the WTR Oreo on Twitter.
Oh, dear.
One of these days we will. It's just not tonight.
Just not tonight.
There you go. Yeah, so all you Americans, I hope you guys all have a very happy Turkey Day for all you Canadians and non-Americans around the world. Have a happy Thursday.
WildTalkRadio.com.